the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is November 22nd across Northeast Texas, and it is cold outside. The Arctic cold front did blow through last night. We have rain and showers across the region and cloudy skies, and it's going to be pretty cold today, and we could be seeing some sleet by early next week. We will have latest forecast for you as the Arctic cold front moves through further and further into the region and as the winter precipitation gets closer into next week. But right now, let's take a quick moment and talk to Alice Reese. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings to give us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got four movies to talk about today, one of which I'm sure a lot of people went and saw late last night. And I really want to go see it. I didn't have a chance to see it late last night, but I'm planning on going and seeing it sometime this weekend. We have Nebraska, Booksies, Delivery Man, and the one we're going to start with, Hunger Games: Catching Fire.
Yes, you need to hurry and see it. It is magnificent. I loved the first one, and this one is even better. I mean, how often does that happen with a sequel? It's just amazing. They follow up on this story of Katniss Everdeen, played by Jennifer Lawrence, who's now won an Oscar since the other movie for her Silver Linings Playbook movie. But it's directed by a different guy, Francis Lawrence, and he's made it, but I understand they spent a lot more money, and it's just a very involving production. I don't think you can ever really look away. There's nothing that's hard to understand. It's completely, sometimes these things just get so complicated, but this one, this time, because Katniss has become, her fame has ignited rebellion among the oppressed citizens of the of Panin, the devious president, who's played by Donald Sutherland, he concocts a new way to have this contest. Supposedly, if you won, if you were a tribute who won, you never had to compete again. But guess what? They've now changed it. And all of the winning tributes are going to compete in this one big 75th annual Hunger Games called the Quarter Quell. And there's a new character in this one, Plutarch Heavensby, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, who designs a new and very treacherous game this time, another gladiator fight to the death type thing. And anyway, this is just, I can't recommend this high enough. It's a wonderful movie.
Well, I went and saw I didn't get to see it in theaters, but I saw it once it came out on DVD, the first one, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I did not read the books. I have a lot of friends that read the books, and they were just like, man, this thing, you know, this movie is actually great. Because normally the books and the movies, if they like the books, they didn't like the movies or vice versa. But, you know, they were all around really good fans of both of them. But I'm really looking forward to going and seeing this one tonight, especially now that I know that it's fantastic and possibly better than the first one.
It is. I think so.
The second movie we're going to talk about, Vince Vaughn is back. He is the delivery man.
They made this movie. It came out actually last year, not that long ago, in French. And it was done by French-Canadian director Ken Scott. And I thought it was okay. It wasn't my favorite. I didn't much care for the leading man. But now it's been remade by the same Canadian writer and director. But now it's in English, and Vince Vaughn is the star, and he's the guy that can kind of get away with an awful lot. And in this one, he plays a real loser. He's a guy, he drives a meat truck, he has no ambition, he owes a bunch of money to his bookie, and he can't do anything right. But he finds out that he has fathered 533 children. 20 years previously, he donated sperm to a fertility clinic. Now 142 of his offspring are looking for their biological father. This is a sweet comedy, and it actually works. The first one I thought was kind of on the crude side. This one, somehow they take this topic, and I guess it's the magic of Vince Vaughn. As I said, he can do these things. So I recommend it.
How many kids did you say?
533.
Wow. Okay. Well, this next movie, quite honestly, I think I may have gotten this this movie title wrong. What is this next one?
Book Thief.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about that one.
This was an international bestseller, young adult type, written by an Australian named Marcus Azuk, and they've done a marvelous job of adapting this story of a girl who is illiterate at the beginning. She's 12 years old, and she's sent to live with foster parents in a small town in Germany in 1938. Her name is Liesl Memminger, and she's played by this very talented actress, Sophie Nelis, who they had an international search for, and where she's very, very fine. The foster parents are played by Emily Watson and Jeffrey Rush, and Jeffrey Rush is just, I hope he gets an Oscar nomination for this. He's very, very good. Anyway, it's a very dark story. It's actually narrated by Death, but it has a lot of light moments because this girl tends to blossom in this atmosphere that she lives in pre-World War II, and then during the Holocaust, all kinds of awful things are happening, and there's a book burning in her town. But it's all to do with her learning to read and use words and how Hitler's using words in a very bad way. And she learns to use hers for the betterment. And it's a very uplifting, great, very fine movie. I liked it a lot.
Well, we've got a very short time left. Let's go ahead and quickly touch Nebraska.
Nebraska is written and directed by Alexander Payne, who brought us Sideways and the last year's The Descendants. And it's about a man who's 70-something years old, and he, played by Bruce Dern, who decides that he is going to travel 850 miles to collect his $1 million sweepstakes from one of those mega marketing, very fake things. He believes it. He goes on this trip with his son, played by Will Forte. And this is just a great mix of comedy and drama, the kind of things that Alexander Payne does so well. And it's also in black and white, kind of a shock to people's system. But it's an excellent movie. I gave it 4 stars. I loved it.
All right, we have Nebraska, The Book Thief, Delivery Man, and Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Coming up in just a moment, your local news with Mark Haslett here on your station, 88.9 KETR.